Let's pray. Oh, loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In our progression of Advent themes, we began with hope, and then we went to peace, and today our theme is joy. I wonder if you could stop and think about a time when you felt such overwhelming joy that you could hardly stand it. You know, lots of days we have very happy things happen, happy moments, good times. But one of these situations where the joy is just overwhelming, and that is what we have just heard through the scripture I just read. The scripture that is also called Mary's Song, the Magnificat. This past week in our Advent study, Because of Bethlehem, they shared with us a story about a little boy. And this child, he was about 8. And this child was planning for Christmas. And there was only one thing he wanted for Christmas. He wanted a red bicycle. He wanted it to be fire engine red. He wanted it to be shiny. He wanted there to be tassels coming off of the handlebars. Oh, he just knew that this bike would be the be-all and end-all for him if he could just get this bicycle. He wanted it so bad, he started writing letters to Santa in the fall because he wanted to make sure that Santa had enough letters to read from him to understand exactly what it was that he wanted. This was all that was on his mind. And so, as the story goes, Max came down the steps from his bedroom on Christmas morning, and he looked in under the tree, and there was the bicycle. Bright red, tassels off the handlebars, just as he imagined. He thought, this has to be the happiest day of my life. It was perfect. He had known no greater joy. After a time, however, he did begin to understand how material things change and that cannot be the joy in your life that sustains you forever. You know, as I see Christmas drawing closer and closer, I see more and more commercials on TV. And, of course, they're all showing people who are ecstatic over gifts they're receiving, right? It's the man who's been to Jared's and gotten the most beautiful diamond in the world for his wife, and she is thrilled. It's the woman who has gone out, and on Christmas morning, sends her husband out to get the newspaper, and he walks outside, and there's the big old SUV he's been wanting. My, those are really nice gifts, aren't they? Do we think that as that couple continues in their marriage, that diamond piece of jewelry and that vehicle will be what holds them together forever? Sometime, it's been about 20 years ago now, out of the blue, very suddenly, one of my nieces, who was only 10 years old, was diagnosed with leukemia. We were shattered. Talk about the opposite of joy. We could not have been sadder in our hearts. We were blessed because they lived in Richmond, Virginia, and MCV was right there, very close, a leader in treatment, and they were able to get her to the care she needed. And after months of treatment and a period of time, she recovered. That's the kind of joy. To hear the doctor say she needs to have no more chemo. She needs to have no more treatment. All she needs to do now is regain her strength, and she'll be just fine. The joy that we felt when we heard those words was so deep that it brought us to tears. If we place ourselves in this scripture text, you wonder why I bring up a sad story to reference a happy ending. It was the same way with Mary. Here's this young girl. She's betrothed. Probably doesn't know who she's to marry very, very well. Of course, Bethlehem wasn't a huge town, so she knew Joseph, and she knew the family, but she was young. And can you imagine how she began her life with him when she learned, even though it was through an angel, that she was carrying a child? Can you imagine how the people of the town must have looked at her? Now, she, of course, tried to explain the story. And I'm sure the people reacted just like we would today. Well, you see, an angel came, and the Holy Spirit came upon me and impregnated me, and I'm going to have God's son. Well, we're sure that the town responded well to that. Not even the family, of course, could wrap their heads around that. So, being so lost and so saddened, she decides to go to Elizabeth. And so she travels to Elizabeth, and that's the picture you see on the screen. And before she can even share her news with Elizabeth, Elizabeth realizes that Mary is carrying the child of God. And as it says in the scripture, Elizabeth's child jumps in her womb. Those things are joy. Mary must have been overjoyed to finally be with someone who knew what it was like to have been looked upon so poorly, to be misunderstood, to be in the middle of a miracle, and believe her. Because Elizabeth could do that because she herself was in the middle of a miracle, being blessed at a very old age to have her own child. Miracle with miracle. Such great joy. That's when Mary says the words, almost song-like, when she says the words that you just heard in the scripture. My soul magnifies the Lord. You see, Mary was a righteous young woman, and we know that God would have been selective on who he picked to bear his child. However, Mary, at a very young age, apparently had a very strong wisdom. Because Mary understood what the coming of this child meant. She didn't just get excited because she was going to have this beautiful son, which the angel had told her about. She knew the reason God was sending this son. She knew what the prophecies had been. Now, granted, most of the time, the young women of the time were not taught very much. They weren't sent to the temple like the boys were, and and learned many of the scriptures and prophecies. But this was a prophecy everyone knew, that the Messiah would be coming. And when the Messiah came, things would be different. You know, right in that circumstance, Mary, Joseph, her family, his family, all across the region, people were in an upheaval because Caesar had asked for people to return to the place where they were born. He wanted to do a census. So here she is, pregnant, unmarried, trying to deal with having this child. And now she finds herself being placed on a donkey, traveling hundreds of miles to get to Bethlehem. Joseph on foot. But what Mary understood, as young as she was that when she sang those words, or when she spoke those words in the scripture, she was not only seeing what would be good in her life, she was seeing the Son of God who would come forth and bring salvation to all people. This wasn't just a gift for Mary, or Mary and Joseph, or her family, or this wasn't to single her out as someone extra special. This was a gift that God was sending that would help all of the people of Israel. You cannot forget they were still under oppression from Rome, or else Caesar could not have demanded they make travel to take a census. They were still not free. But this child coming, would have its day. As the scripture talks about changing the world, the scripture spoke about God's mercy, God's mighty deeds. Oppressors will fall. Humble people will be freed. God will provide the poor and the hungry all that they need. The rich will be sent away empty. Mary is chosen to carry not only the Son of God because she is righteous, because she is able to understand that this babe will someday be the salvation of all of her people. Do we understand that? You know, sometimes when we are given such great joy, it affects us so very personally. But if it is truly a joy that's going to be in our lives and is going to last forever, this will be a joy that can be shared. This can be a joy that you'll want others to know about, others that can rejoice with you. And if you're thinking about what an amazing joy might have been in your life, you know that you could not keep silent about it. You didn't want to. You wanted to share it because it was great news. Maybe it was someone who was terribly ill and was healed. There are all kinds of ways that God gives us gifts of great joy that affects others just as much as it affects us. Mary gives voice to the freedom song of Christians throughout the centuries. The freedom song of Christians throughout the centuries. This shy, young woman, she becomes a bold truth teller. She risks all that she has, declaring what wonderful promises and prophecies will be fulfilled. And when I say she risks all that she had, that was literally true, because she could have been stoned to death, being with child and unmarried. Risk all that she had to share with others the news of what was coming. The joy of the mother will become the job of the son, our Messiah. As we immerse ourselves in this Christmas season, God is hoping that our understanding of the Christ child and his role in time will wash over us like a fresh rain. That we will realize that the gift of a Savior is for all time and for all people. Praise be to God, and amen.